We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning 7 lines from the top of Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Eboyelahu, we learned in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to hire a worker to work with Yayin Nesach. It means the guy is not allowed to work in the Yayin Nesach, and if he works, his money is Asa Bahana. It means Yisrael is working for a guy to transport Yayin Nesach, to want a real Yayin Nesach. The halacha is he shouldn't do it, and if he does it, he cannot use that money. That money is Asa Bahana. What about Stam Yenam? That the wine was not poured for Avodah Zarah. We don't know if it was poured for Avodah Zarah. It was a guy's wine. We know a guy's wine is also Asa Bahana. We have before, there's 3 levels. There's the Yayin Nesach Mamish, and there's Stam Yenam, and there's a Pekadon. That was the 3 levels before. But both the first 2 levels, Stam Yenam and Yayin Nesach, are also Bahana. The only nafkah minim to Yayin Nesach and Stam Yenam is how much Tumah has. The Yayin Nesach is Tumah Chamura, like a Gzayis of a mace. And the Stam Yenam is only Osir, it's only Matam like a Tumas Mashkin. But or whatever, the Chalik's Rashi Tais there. But it's less of a Tumah there. So Shaila is, if you transport Stam Yenam, is your Schar Asa Bahana or not? Tabayalu, Schar Stam Yenam Mahu. Miyam Rinin Kivin de Isura Chomor. Kidi Yayin Nesach. Since the Isser is just as Chom as Yayin Nesach, Schar Nama Asa. So the wages are Asa as well. Or Dilma, however, Tumas I kill, since the Tumma is more cool than when it comes to Stam Yenam, Av Schar Yenam I kill, maybe the Schar is also more cool than it. Maybe wages are also more cool than it. That's the Shaila in the Gemara. So what's the halacha of Stam Yenam? Toshma bring a ride. Who gavro do agar arbe l'stam yenam? He rented out a ship for Stam Yenam to a guy, and they paid him. They paid him for his ship. Yov lechiti beagre. They gave him chitim as a payment, as the payment for the ship. So here he's accepting payment to transport Yayin Nesach. But it's not Yayin Nesach. It was Stam Yenam. Also, came to Rav Chista, Amalei, Zil Kalinu, burn these chitim v'kavrinu, and bury it. So, the klar, that's right there, you have your pshitus, that it's even Stam Yenam, the schar, the wages are Asa Bahana. Here it's not wages, here it's the rent, it's Asa Bahana. Now, Gemara wants to know, why do we have to burn it and bury it so much? Malei Malei, Badrinu, just throw it out into the wind. There's a bunch of wheat kernels, throw it away. So I don't know. Also, will the takala? To the come to takala, people will pick it up and use it. And really, it's also by no. So therefore, you have to burn it. So afraid the Gemara. Okay, so what did the bury it for? The klinu, burn it, blaradinu, and spread it out. So the Gemara, no, dilma mezavlu. People will use it for zevel. They'll use it for fertilizer. And that will be a problem. That, huh?
The whole thing is
right.
So
that's for Yenam
also?
No, he also, the guy writes for the guy who has a ship. He's renting out for Stam Yenam. He wants for Kiyuma, yeah.
Why can't he just
throw in the... No, but they made an Isana on it. The Knas Smith made an Isana. Lamai made an Isana on the money. He's not telling good, Lachar, that it's only for him. But Lamai said they made an Isana on this, and it became now Isana, and it went across the board, even though it happened because of a Knas. It was a good Kash. But it happened because of a Knas, it became Isana. Now the Gemara says you shouldn't burn it and spread it out because it'd be zevel. Even though Tosfos asked that we passed him before, like Rav Yosi says zevel zegerim is mutter. L'maisel chatchila they wouldn't tell you to do such a thing. L'maisel choshev rabbanon would say you shouldn't spread it out because you worry about zevel. Break tomorrow, okay? So you have to bury it. I can understand. So bury it ben. Why have to burn it? We said you can't burn it and spread it to the wind because zevel. Okay, don't burn it. Just bury it. Look, we were saying if you do both, burning and burying. Why both? Look, we're in a ban now. Just bury it as is. Miloy Tanan, then we learn Shai Halacha. We have a Halacha in Masechta Sanhedrin where it says that if someone gets a capital punishment in Bezdin, it says in the Pasuk that you bury the person, and it's masked from the Pasuk, you bury the tools that killed him as well. So Miloy Tanan, Echad Evench Niskoba, the stone that he was stoned with, Echad Eich Nitlolov, the Halacha is someone gets skila, gets hung afterwards, that's that. Gallow that he was hung on, vechet sayev shenaregboy, vechet sudor shenaregboy, that sudor they choked him with, kulam nikbaramim, they're all buried with him. So you see that you bury something, Ben, you don't have to burn it, even though it's also by another. Zotte Gemara, you're right. Usually burying is enough, because you know it's also by another. Hosn mikokavri bebedina, they bury it in the face cars of the Bezdin, they know that it's also by another. Muchamil sadarugi Bezdin, and they're not going to use it. If you bury stam wheat in the middle of a field somewhere and someone finds it, someone's going to say, oh, kashmak, I have wheat over here. Loi mucha milsa. Eimer inish gone up, someone stole it, but I see kivrach and he buried it over here. Therefore, we should not bury it alone. We have to burn it because we're scared someone will find it and be nana from it. So the Gemara writes, I'm going to a new sugya that it has to do with Shvius and a little Estan Zoyna. So the Gemara, the Be'er of Yanai, Yasvi Peir Shvius Ma'anim, he borrowed Peir Shvius from the Aniyim on Shemitah year, Uparle Rishminis. They paid him back with Shminis in the eighth year. He paid him back payers of the eighth year. Of the eighth year, they paid him back. That's what he did. He paid him back of the eighth year. He paid him back those payers. Now, why was he doing this? He was doing it for the good of the Aniyim. He was doing it for the good of the Aniyim because the Aniyim had this year payers Shvius, and they have plenty of it as Hefker, and he paid him back Peirush Shminis, which is Chulin. So he's really doing this for the gain of the Aniyim. That's what he did this for. Also, Omru Lei L'Rabbi Yechanan. So they come and told Rabbi Yechanan what Rabbi Yana is doing. He said, look, you know, you shouldn't do such a thing. Agav, there's a whole Shiloh of Ribbis here. We're not getting into it. Is this Ribbis or not? They're paying back Peirush Shvius, which are Peirush, which are better, technically. It was Peirush Shvius, Peirush Shminis. We're not getting into the Issa Ribbis here, but this more does come into the Sugya of Ribbis, like a lot of other things in life. But in any case, back to our Gemara over here. So they told Rabbi Yechanan, they're doing good. It's fine. It's no problem to do this. What was the shaila of the problem? The shaila of the problem was that the halacha is if you switch Peiris for Peiris Shvius, what's the halacha? The new Peiris gets the dim Peiris Shvius. So here, if I give you back Peiris Shminis, it should be chal on it, the Isser of Shvius on it, the dinam of Shvius, the dinam beer of Shvius. That was the shaila. Because you're switching Peiris Shvius for other Peiris. So that was the shaila. Yo, Savdi, you did it good. Connect them Estan Mutter, because you find by Estan's Mutter, on the bottom of the Samach Beis and Beis, the Tanya Lutter Bright. So, Nosan Law, if a, you know what the law is, if someone gives a Zoyna a present, that present, if it's a behemoth, cannot be used for a carbon. So here we have a case that Nosan Law, if a person gave a Zoyna a behemoth, a sheep, but he wasn't mezana with her, or Bahala, he was mezana with her. But didn't give her a present. Estana muta, the estana is muta. So I don't understand what you're talking about. Nosan law of loybala apshita. Keep loybala matarabamu. If he gives her a sheep and doesn't do any znos, obviously it's not an estan because loybala. What's the chiddush? Matarabamu yavlei. Vesu and more bala v'nosan law. If bala didn't give her a present, halo yavlo le me didn't give her anything. What's the sugi of estan? What does it mean? This is the pshat in the brayse, and this will have a shaykhs to what we just said by Shemitah. Elohach kama. Nosan law, he gave her a present, and afterwards he was ba'alaha, which means it wasn't the same time. It was, he first gave her a present, and then later ba'alaha, or ba'alaha first, and then gave her the present. In such a case, it's not a mutter. So what do you see from the second case? You see from the second case that if you bala and you gave the present later, it's not considered a chalipin for the znus. It's considered a matana ba'alma. And the same thing is by Shminis and Shvius, that he took the pair of Shvius this year, and then but they ate it up, and the next day he gave him back pair of Shminis, or even a few weeks later, getting back with Shminis, it's not considered a chalipin because it's considered a matana ba'alma. Just like over here, we're showing that by a esnan, it's not considered something that's instead of the znos because he gave it later. Here also the same thing, and that's the raya to what Rabbi Yehuda was doing. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is bringing from the brisa of esnan. So to Gemara, nosan lo va'achabala, the case where you gave her the esnan. Va'achakach bala, and afterwards he was bala. Lemaisa l'chi bala, when he was bala, it should be chal mafreya on top of the samach gimel amarav. L'cha la iser esnan mafreya. Let it be chal iser mafreya. Why? Look top Rashi. Why? Shere metchila manas bia noslo. It was only given for the bia, so it doesn't have to be right away. It's never right away. Whenever the bia happens, that the present was there. What was the case? Omar Rav Eliezer. So Rav Eliezer says Omar Rav Lazar. The case is like this. She had a chi of carbon, and he gave it to her, and she was makvir already. And now, he's mbalaha. So we're saying over here, it's not an esnan. If it be esnan, she'd have to be another carbon. It wouldn't be yotze. The more he wants to know exactly why is that true. Hechidam. Idam like knila ma'achshav. If he said, this is yours now, no matter what. She's the shari. The less of a shas be. It's not around. Bishas bio and talabamu. It's not. It wasn't tali at all. It's my talabamu yavle. Vid loyam like knilach ma'achshav. He didn't say knilach ma'achshav. He just said here. This is for you, and then it'll be koina mafreya. Once this for you, it'll be koina not even mafreya, not mafreya. It'll be koina only after the bia. So nehechem wasn't makarva. How can you make of it? It's not yours yet. It's totally in the bia. Vishki yakish is beisa koina shom rachmana. My beisa b'shusha afkal b'shusha. It has to be in your rishus. How could the ishi even bring the car? This behema, it wasn't hers yet. Ella, the answer is the omar la lahavigabach ad shas bia. What he did was, he said, here, this is for you, for the beer. So therefore, but he says extra knetch over here. He changed his mind a little bit. He said, if you need it, you could be kind of from right now. Zog Rashi, the fourth wide line. Hilkach, itzuk masisin lashvina, the afagav the omelo lo nikli loch achas beer, kiven the hod omelo. Since he changed his mind, he said afterwards, if it's tarak le knim achshav, havle matnas chinom, kishakalti vakrisa. It's a matnas chinom when you take it and you make of it. Right? So he did say you could take it now, and therefore it's chal. So that's a chiddush. Even though he first said only later, l'maisa, m'stalakon achshav. So it comes out that's what we're learning from his brisa. Legavi ber aviana is the other case where it was a case where ba'alev achanos alah, and then the other case of Nosan v'achabalel shah was the case. Why isn't Esther on Teretz? Because I gave her a right to take it now for herself for good, and therefore it's not a problem of Esther.